This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. With COVID-19 cases spiking around the nation, top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says it may be time to require Americans to wear masks. He calls the COVID-19 numbers stunning.
We've got to do something different. We can't just let this happen. We're going to have many more hospitalizations, and that will inevitably lead to more deaths.
President Trump and Joe Biden are sparring with each other over how to handle the virus.
The safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch.
Joe Biden in Delaware, President Trump in Arizona. Today, both men will be in battleground Florida.
The presidential race unlike any other.
A vote for me is a vote for massive tax cuts, regulation cuts, fair trade, strong borders.
President Donald Trump was in Arizona Wednesday, trying to lock down a state that hasn't voted Democratic for president since 1996. Democrat Joe Biden was off the campaign trail, but he did vote.
The American people have it in their hands to put this country in a vastly different path.
Today, Biden is back on the trail in Florida with campaign events in Broward County and Tampa. The president will be in Tampa and Fayetteville, North Carolina. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Just into his jobless claims have fallen to 751,000. Layoffs remain high nearly 8 months after the virus struck the economy. Nearly 2 million customers have been without power this morning across several southern states as Tropical Storm Zeta races through the region. France is raising its terror threat level to the highest possible level after a knife attack near a church killed 3 people this morning in Nice. This is AP News. We now know who Anonymous is. Remember the Trump administration official who wrote that scathing piece in the New York Times a couple of years ago about President Trump? The AP's Jackie Quinn has this report.
The very public but anonymous critic who wrote in 2018 there was a group countering President Trump's, quote, misguided impulses, is former Homeland Security Chief of Staff Miles Taylor. He says he thinks Trump, if reelected, will double down on damaging policies. President Trump responded at an Arizona rally.
Anonymous was a nobody, a disgruntled employee.
Taylor says he and his allies were trying to preserve our democratic institutions, to which President Trump told supporters,
I don't always play by the rules of the Washington establishment. It's because I was elected to fight for you.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.